This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, we'll hear from the hottest producer in Latin music about his most recent project, the score for the new film, Brokeback Mountain. But first, it's been 3 months since hurricanes ravaged New Orleans, and the latest estimates suggest that fewer than a third of the city's displaced residents have returned. One homeowner hopes those numbers will rise, and she's encouraging others not to forsake their flood-damaged houses. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Her name is Barry Landry. A 45-year-old computer programmer by trade, she has by necessity become a general contractor who's been working to restore her home in New Orleans' South Lakeview neighborhood.
We're in the process of removing the vinyl siding that had been put up and covering the beams that come out.
Landry has owned her one-story, two-bedroom bungalow in South Lakeview since 1987. She and her 11 and 16-year-old sons hope to be home for good by year's end. If not for the empty houses that surround her property, it would almost seem as if Landry was simply doing a little weekend home repair. Her porch is swept clean, baskets of flowers hang from a beam, but there's also a stack of brochures on a small table on the porch.
People will come by and just take whatever they need. If they want the questions about the flood insurance program, the booklet's here from FEMA. If they want something about saving your old home, that's here. We've got stuff from the Red Cross, we've got the Ag Center books. I found deliveries. The local church had a clean-out service where you could call a phone number and people would help you move your stuff out. They came and dropped brochures on the porch.
Landry has become an ambassador of sorts, touting the benefits of restoring the small, early 20th century bungalows in this neighborhood, one of New Orleans' historic districts. As a work crew nearby starts to pick up debris, Landry says the sturdy plaster walls and hardwood flooring found in many of the homes mean they can be restored. In recent days, Landry's been fielding lots of phone calls from neighbors.
I got a call today before I came to the house from someone just a few blocks from here who had been advised to tear down the house. Well, as we spoke, it was a home built in the 40s. It's similar construction to this, but newer. Plaster walls. And as we talked, and I told her, well, no, why are you ripping out the plaster? Well, they said I have to.
Landry says lots of New Orleanians are getting bad advice. She's done her homework, checking in with preservation experts and studying websites. With the woman on the phone, she launched into a conversation about baseboards, mold remediation experts, and the vitality of plaster walls.
By the time we hung up, she's looking into saving her home just as it is.
Inside Landry's home, there are three visible water lines, the marks left from Hurricanes Katrina and Rita floodwaters that poured over a breached levee at the 17th Street Canal. The highest mark is just under the window sills. Landry's home, built on brick piers and high off the ground, suffered less than others, but 3 feet of water and mold destroyed all of the family's furnishings and clothes. Landry says she worked to get over her loss, threw everything out, and opened up the windows, letting the house dry out for more than 2 weeks.
In the front two rooms, the living room and the dining room, we had texture on the plaster, which has all survived and cleaned up amazingly well. We used, which it's a little excessive, 50-50 bleach and water. You spray it and the mold disintegrated, ran off the wall, and it was gone.
Landry says the tips she learned about throwing out sheetrock, preserving plaster walls, and how to treat her home came from the website of the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Her house has become one of the group's demonstration models. Trust President Richard Moe says it's important to show Gulf Coast residents there are ways their homes can be salvaged. And he says it's important that neighborhoods like Lakeview be preserved.
The French Quarter, the Garden District, they're fine. But it's out here in what we call the moderate and lower income vernacular neighborhoods, where there are Creole cottages and corner stores and shotgun houses. These are the places that where working people live and that need to be saved.
In October, the Lakeview Civic Association held a rally, and Landry said even though the neighborhood was in pretty bad shape at the time, nearly 3,000 people showed up. She says she knows that some of her neighbors, many of them elderly, may not be able to restore their homes, but she hopes her rehab inspires those who are able.
If my work's going to encourage people to come back and stay in their neighborhood and fix up instead of throwing up their hands and giving up and walking away from such a wonderful place to live, let's do it.
And if more people have that mindset, Landry says it will help bring New Orleans back. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.